Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Thursday of the first week of Lent, and we hear Jesus recommend that we ask, seek, and knock, for our Father in heaven will certainly take care of our needs. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and the one who seeks, finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, today we're right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. The first, Matthew 6 begins the Sermon on the Mount, where we hear about prayer, fasting, almsgiving, the Lord's Prayer. Today, in Matthew 7, we hear that the Father wants to give us everything we need. But he also wants us to ask. And isn't that the rub? Prayer is, well, it's hard work. Discerning, am I asking according to God's will? Or is it a passing fancy? A triviality? Is it, you know, some of the things I look back in my prayer journal and I'm like, I'm glad he said no to that one. Boy, that wouldn't have worked out. Knowing what I know now. You know, if you look back through your life and you're like, oh yeah, thank you, Lord, for saying no. Like the good parent. Can I have a box of matches to play outside? No. But God wants to be in relationship with us. It's interesting, the examples Jesus used are parents and children. Right? What parent? You being parents out there? Would give their son or daughter exactly what they didn't want when they asked for a real simple thing, like some food. Oh, here's a rock. Gnaw on that. Maybe you'll feel better. That's craziness. Now, along the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus was speaking, there were lots of flat stones that could look like pita bread, if you will. But nobody wants to eat stone pita bread. Very few want to eat day-old pita bread because they get kind of old. And it's lovely. Jesus says to us, "You who are wicked," I'm like, who's he talking to? Me. Right? "You who are wicked, you wicked parents, you do wonderful things for your children. You give them the very best." I remember my mom going without new clothes after the divorce so that we could have uniforms and new clothes and shoes for school. I just didn't think she wanted new clothes. You know, just totally naive to the whole idea. But we who are wicked give good things to our children. I think we forget this part of this parable. Jesus is saying, look, if you can take care of your children as the best you know how and actually sacrifice for them, what do you think my Father's going to do? Right? How much more filled with love is God the Father than us who are wicked? Right? Exponentially more. The whole universe is worth more. You know? We can't see how much more God is filled with love than we are. And yet we doubt that God will answer our prayers. We doubt that God will give us what we need. We pretend that God's too busy, so we don't even ask. I would say ask a lot. And in the process of discerning what to ask God for, we'll come to know our own will and how well it's in relationship, or in accord with God's will. Right? God desires to answer yes, especially when we ask for those things that build up the kingdom of God, that build up the human family, that transform darkness and death and sin to life and health. That's God's desire. But he needs to use us. He needs to use my hands and feet, your hands and feet, your eyes and ears and mouth. We'll finish today's homily with a little reading from the Dialogue, which is St. Catherine of Siena's work, her Dialogues with God. This is number 107. So, Catherine and God are talking. Now I have told you everything, dearest daughter, and have enlightened your mind's eye concerning the ways of the devil who could deceive you. I have satisfied your desires by responding to what you asked me, because I do not spurn my servant's desires. I give to those who ask, and even invite you to ask. And I am very displeased with those who do not knock in truth at the door of wisdom, my only begotten Son, by following his teaching. Following his teaching is a kind of knocking that calls out to me the Eternal Father with the voice of holy desire in constant, humble prayer. And I am that Father who gives the bread of grace through this door, my gentle truth. Sometimes, to test your desires and your perseverance, I pretend not to hear you. But I do hear you, and I give you whatever you need. For it is I who gave you the very hunger and voice with which you call to me. And when I see your constancy, I fulfill your desires insofar as they are ordered in accord with my will. My truth invited you to call out thus when he said, call, and you will be answered. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Ask, and it shall be given to you. So I'm telling you what I want you to do. Never relax your desire to ask for my help. Never lower your voice in crying out to me to be merciful to the world. Never stop knocking at the door of my truth by following in his footsteps. St. Catherine of Siena, Dialogue 107.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.